Good morning. Welcome to St. James.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. Thanks for joining us here in the church. And for all of those joining us on Zoom, you've obviously been muted. You'll be able to converse at the end of Mass again. We appreciate you joining us from all over the country and in some cases the world. It's wonderful to keep our St. James community as virtually close as possible. Today is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. For those of you here in the church, there's a handout that you can grab on the way out. There might be a couple of announcements at the end. But just have a look at that table on your way out. If you see something interesting, grab it. I know there's a student mass. So we're going to begin today's celebration with City of God. Please rise.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our 33rd Ordinary Sunday, we're winding up the church's year and kind of being reminded about big picture things as we think about how God is at work in our universe, God is at work in our world, making all things new. And so we want to turn to the Lord today. And one day, when God makes all things new, we won't just have to hum. We'll be able to actually sing, which will be a great blessing here at St. James. Let's open ourselves to God's blessing today as we ask to receive the gifts of grace and mercy. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me. May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray that this day will be a day of grace, a day of peace. Let us pray that Jesus, our brother, will show us by word and example where true life lies. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will fill us with divine graces. Grant us, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full of lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hand to the distaff, and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord.
Children flourish like olive plants, rejoicing at your table. Blessed are those who love you, happy those who follow you. Blessed are those who seek you, O God. May the blessings of God be yours all the days of your lives. May the peace and the love of God live always in your heart. Blessed are the
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord.
I learned The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted them and his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to the third 1, to each of them according to their abilities. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the one who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried the master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back to settle accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, Master, you've given me 5 talents. See that I've made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibility. Come and share your master's joy. Then the one who received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See that I had made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibility. Come and share your master's joy. Then the one who received 1 of the talents came forward and said, Master, I know that you're a demanding person. Harvest where you do not plant, gather where you do not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talents in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I do not plant, and gather where I do not scatter. So you not put the money in the bank so that I can get back the interest on my return. Now then, take the talent from him and give it to one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. The one who has none, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant in the darkness outside, where they were wailing and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Scary movies. About the scariest movie I can stand is watching The Wicked Witch get melted. That's pretty much as scary as I go. But there are a lot of people that like scary movies, and when you ask them about it, they say, well, when you go to a scary movie, it takes your mind off the things that are really frightening. And that's a long list. The things that are frightening. We're frightened of this virus. What's going to happen to people that we care about with this strange disease? We're frightened about the economy. Is this downturn going to impact the poor in even more dreadful ways than it already has? We're frightened about the racism of our country, which continues to infect all that we are, all that we do. We're frightened about the reality that some people like not coming to church on a Sunday. What's that going to mean? We're frightened that we're losing Mercy Hospital. What's going to happen to healthcare in our neighborhood? And then there's my personal list of fears, which I won't go into. But this idea then that there's all these frightening things out there is the reality that we deal with. And that's what struck me about the gospel today, where the third servant says that I was afraid, so I went and buried the talent, and here it is back. Now, in a fearful world, that kind of makes sense. Why is he condemned for being cautious? When you look at that parable, the way Jesus told it, the parable of the talents, as we call it, and when you cut through all the details, it really has one basic point, and that is do something. Act. Take a chance. Dare. Risk. The servants who are praised are the ones who did something. And the one who was condemned was afraid, and so he didn't do anything. You know, in the Gospels, Jesus again and again uses images of money, of value, in order to help us think about what really matters. He talks about, you know, the treasure in the field. He talks about the pearl of great price. He talks about the coin of Caesar. And that's what really is going on in the Gospel today. This idea of a talent is just a huge amount of money. Like if Jesus was giving it today, he'd say $1 million. And the master gave to the one servant $5 million and the other servant $2 million and to the other servant $1 million. And if you've got $1 million, what are you going to do with it? That's really what the gospel challenge is. And we know that when you have something really valuable, it demands action, right? Your family is really valuable to you. But you don't have a family. You do family. You communicate and you forgive and you're generous and you're accepting. That's how you make this jewel, this gem that is family, come alive. Your friends. You don't have friends. You do friends. You talk to them. You watch TV. You go to the movies. You do the barbecue. You hang out. Your health. Your health is valuable. But you don't have health. You do health. You watch what you eat. You exercise. You get adequate rest. And that, I think, ultimately is what lies underneath this parable that Jesus says today. He says, we have something really valuable in our relationship with God. In our faith. But we don't have it. We do it. And if we don't do it, we don't have it. And so what we have to kind of unpack, it seems to me, is what are the fears that we're experiencing that inhibit our ability to do faith, to do our relationship with God. Let's see if we can click some of them off. I think we are fearful about the other. There are people who are other than us. They look differently than we do. They talk differently than we do. They have different ideas than we have. They pray in a different way than we pray. And so we are afraid of the other. So all those isms that are out there, sexism and racism, ageism, all those phobias that are out there, homophobia, Islamophobia, xenophobia, they're all just species of fear. Fear of the other just because they're other. And so this is, I think, the first investment that we have to make. We have to make an investment into the other. Because really, when you think about it, the other is a child of God, just like me. The other is made in God's image and likeness. The other has this family resemblance to Jesus. In fact, there is no other. There's just friends we haven't met yet. So this is the investment that we have to make, of crossing out of our own comfort zone to genuinely encounter the other. I think another fear that we have is that we're not quite good enough. You know, God is pretty big and I'm pretty small. And I don't know if I measure up. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes. I do things wrong. I have these limits. And I don't know if I can really do faith. I mean, it kind of makes me a hypocrite, doesn't it? If I can't walk the walk. How do we confront that fear of our inadequacy? I'm reminded of a story about Toscanini, the great conductor. He took the orchestra through 60 practices of Bellini's opera Norma. And on the dress rehearsal, he put his baton down. He said, "Concert canceled." The orchestra was shocked. They said, "Well, we've been working so hard." He says, "I can't do this. This music is too wonderful. It's beyond me." The orchestra eventually prevailed upon him to continue. And I think that in our life, we can feel that way about the gospel. It's too wonderful. It's too high. It's too magnificent. How can anyone be expected to live it? But what Toscanini found was that just doing the best that he could, he created something magnificent. That recording, which was recorded in 1945, is still available because of how great the music was. So we might feel inadequate, but if we do what we can, God can do something wonderful with us. There's no cause for fear. But I think we are also afraid a little bit of God. Not so much of God, but of what God might ask of us. I mean, you know, the commandment is we have to love God with our whole heart and our whole soul, with our whole mind. God asked of us our memory, our understanding, our entire will. And we're afraid that there's not much left for me. There's a story I like by William Morris about a young man and woman who are looking for their heart's desire. They're going to find their heart's desire at the well at World's End. And so they go on these series of adventures. All these things happen. Then they eventually come to the old man of the earth, because he knows the way to the well at World's End. And so they asked him for guidance. And he lifts a huge rock off of the ground, and there is a giant black pit. And the old man of the earth says to them, "That's the way to the well at World's End." And they peer into that dark hole and they say, "But there are no stairs." And the old man of the earth says, "You have to throw yourself in. That's the only way. There is no need to fear God if we throw ourselves in. The ending will be glorious." Amen. Could we all join together then in confessing our faith?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
born of the Father before all ages,
God from God, light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
consubstantial with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us, for our salvation,
he came down from heaven.
And by the Holy Spirit,
was incarnate of the Virgin Mary,
became man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried.
And rose again on the third day,
in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven,
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory
to judge the living and the dead,
and his kingdom will have no end.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified,
who has spoken through the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sin.
I look forward to the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
As a people of God, we then turn to the Lord today and present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that as the bride of Christ, we may be worthy of the gifts with which we have been entrusted, reaching out our hands to the poor and extending our hands to the needy. We pray to the Lord. That people around the world, especially those who have been given great responsibilities, may strive to use their talents to the benefit of others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For religious sisters who have dedicated their lives to reaching out their hands to those in need as they live out the charisms of their community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For foster parents and other caregivers, for those who minister in homeless shelters and soup kitchens, for those who care for refugees and foreigners, all of whom use their talents to help others, that they may be blessed in their ministry. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be children of the light, worthy of imitation in the way that we care for our neighbor. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of Laura, mother of Michael Mayer, and Anita, mother of Cynthia Cooper, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Mercy Hospital, that in the face of possible closure, our neighborhood will continue to have access to excellent health care. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of St. James, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayer, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the holy church. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you, and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just that we should give you thanks and praise, O God Almighty Father, for all you do in this world through Jesus. For though the human race is divided by dissension and discord, yet we know that by testing us, you change our hearts and prepare us for reconciliation. Even more, by your Spirit, you move human hearts so that enemies may speak to each other again, adversaries join hands, and peoples seek to meet together. By the working of your power, it comes about, O God, that hatred is overcome by love, revenge gives way to forgiveness, and discord is changed to mutual respect. Therefore, as we give you ceaseless thanks with the choirs of heaven, we cry out to your majesty on earth, and without end, we acclaim. Therefore, Almighty God, we bless through Jesus Christ, your Son, who comes in your name. He is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered. We had turned away from you on account of our sin. You brought us back to be reconciled, O Lord, so that converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you. Sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit. Let them become the body and blood of your Son, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For when he was about to give his life to set us free, as he reclined at supper, he took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing in his hands. Confessing your mercy, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Celebrating therefore the memorial of the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, who left us this pledge of his love, we offer you what you have bestowed on us, the sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you, accept us together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously to endow us with his very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity and an instrument of peace, and may he keep us in a communion of heart and mind with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise and your entire people. Just as you have gathered us now at the table of your Son, so bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with her husband, St. Joseph, the blessed apostles, St. James, all our brothers and sisters, those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus our Lord, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." Amen. And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of God's peace.
Peace be with you. The wave.
Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not
worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Please follow directions of the ushers for going to communion so we can keep a social distance. After you receive, first of all, have your hands sanitized. After you receive, take a step to the left, remove your mask, and then you can consume the host, and then go back, follow the arrows back to your seat.
Troubles, I was set free. worship the Lord, all you people.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Christ our Lord. Next Sunday, we traditionally would have had our dinner for our seniors, Thanksgiving dinner for seniors. Of course, we're not able to do that this year. But if you would like to give a little gift for our seniors, you can bring a gift card around to the food pantry or get in touch with Aaron so that we can, when we deliver meals to them next Sunday, we can give a little prize for them as well. I'm going to start a Bible study, not Monday, but a week from Monday, which is on lament, the biblical tradition of lament, and how do we lament in this strange time that we're living in. Speaking of the strange time, as you know, restrictions are continuing to tighten. I talked Friday to the Archdiocese. They said, as of now, the governor is happy with our 25% arrangement, but stay tuned. If things change, you'll notice it on the Sign Up Genius, where we lower the number of people who can come. And for Thanksgiving Day itself, we're going to have a Zoom Mass at 9:30. I'm going to do it at the Tolton Chapel. There are 10 seats, so if you would like to have an in-person Thanksgiving Day Mass, you can sign up on Sign Up Genius for that.
think that's all. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Song. Okay.